But as always, this time on an afternoon, we do our sound advice. And today's sound advice is on technology. And my guest is Fevzi Turkup. Hi, Fevzi.
Good afternoon.
The gadget detective is in the house. So run us through what you spotted that you think we might like, Fevzi.
Okay, so the theme today is ergonomics. How to we buy technology. We often spend thousands of pounds on bits of, you know, laptop and iPad and all the rest of it, and then we just sort of just push it around the desk, and or, you know, we don't normally.
You've seen my little desk at home, obviously.
No, I've seen mine, but it's worth spending a little bit of time and a little bit of money on thinking about how to make the best use of these gadgets so they work ergonomically. Maybe we can use them in different ways. Maybe we can save space. So three gadgets that along a different theme that work for laptop users, desktop users, and also tablet users. So the first one is called the Book Arc. And although it's primarily designed for Apple MacBooks, although it could potentially work with other types of laptops. And what it is it's a stand that allows you to stand up your MacBook laptop vertically with the shut. And why would you want to do that? Well, the thing is, Apple devices have got this thing called clamshell mode or closed clamshell mode, where you can close the computer and the computer doesn't shut down like most computers, and it just becomes like a desktop computer, and you plug in a screen and keyboard to it in the normal way, or you could have a wireless keyboard and trackpad even, and it allows you to not use very much space and have the benefit of a great big screen when you're at home or in your home office or wherever. And then when you need portability, you take your MacBook out with you. So when you've got that sort of setup, you can have the best of all worlds, because you could have a really MacBook with a very small screen for portability and just for those times. But when you dock it, as it were, you just have one cable, say one Thunderbolt cable, which is a sort of high speed connector that will do everything, and that could go to a dock with your you could have a humongous screen there. You know, you could have like a 40-inch screen attached.
But you haven't got your laptop taking up that big rectangle on the desk.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be open. You know, that's the nice thing. So it's sort of been designed, so it becomes like
slick.
It becomes a desktop module. So that's from a company called 12 South. It's called the Book Arc, BOOK. ARC. By the way, all these designs are very svelte. 12 South are sort of, their stuff works not just with Apple stuff, they do for others as well, but they always have that sort of Apple type vibe to them in terms of their
quality.
You don't
want them looking clunky holding your nice sleek computer, do you?
No. And so this is £44. I saw it at 4 stars out of 5. Very nice. And it also helps cool the device when it's in use as well, because it's standing vertically. It's got airflow all around it. The next one is called the High Rise for MacBook, also from 12 South. And this is for primarily for laptop computers when you're going to use them as laptops. And one of the problems with laptops is that even though you can tilt the screen upwards, you're sort of crooking your neck, bending your neck downwards when you're using it. You know, you have to look down at it all the time, and you know, that's not ideal. This device is a stand where it's got a vertical section that will lift the whole laptop up to about 6 inches. Obviously that then raises the keyboard up, but there's nothing to stop you having a wireless keyboard at desk level, and then you know you're looking at the screen at a much more useful level. And particularly there's modes now where people are using, you know, dual screens and so forth, and you don't, if you're using a dual screen setup, say the one inside the laptop and then a big separate screen, you want them more or less level. You don't want to be sort of like going up and down, or it doesn't really work well. So this does that. It's called the High Rise for MacBook. Is it? Yeah,
that's quite nifty.
Yeah, and it's just basically, think of it as just sort of a V shape with sort of tread on it, so nothing's going to slip off it. A sort of inverted V with a slightly downward slope, which can then be raised or lowered. And again, you know, built in aluminium, very sleek, very nice device.
The other advantage of that is because that raises your laptop up a bit, if you're doing your Zoom calls or whatever, then
camera.
the yeah. camera is more at eye level, so it's not just showing your chins.
Yeah. You're right, or not looking up one's nostrils and all the rest of it. So, yeah, no, you're absolutely right with that, because, again, although you can tilt the screen and therefore the camera upwards, it's the completely the wrong angle. You should be at more or less eye level, and this will get you much closer to that. So, yeah, well spotted.
That's how much is that one, Fevzy?
$59.99. It's not cheap, but...
To look a little bit better on a Zoom call, it might be worth the investment.
Yeah, and also, as I say, you know, we spend a lot more than that on the gadget itself, and then we sort of ignore the ergonomic side of it. Last one from 12 South is called a Park Slope 2. So that's PARCSLOPE, and then a Roman numeral 2, as in the second version. Now, this I like. This is an unusual device. It's basically a slope. It's a metal slope that you can put your laptop on it, and it's, you know, pictured in their literature with the laptop, and that's fine, and you can tilt it up, and that gives you a better, you know, better angle to type on, I would argue, although the angle is fixed, so that's, you know, not brilliant. But the thing I really like for this is tablet use. If people do anything with a pen or stylus interface on their tablet, be it iPad or Android tablet, this gives you a really solid surface where the thing is tilted towards you. It is very solid. I've got a case on my tablet with a kickstand on it, so I can achieve those sorts of angles, but there's a bit of give in it. You know, it's all right when I'm just looking at it or tapping it with my finger, but if I'm drawing with a pencil or a stylus, there's a bit of give in it, whereas this is metal and it's solid and it just does one thing and it does it very well. And if it works for you, then again, it's kind of transformative in how you can use, and particularly if you're an artist or you touch up photographs or whatever. These days, for example, when I used to prepare for these slots, I used to print out everything and then go through with a highlighter pen, literally, you know, physical highlighter.
Old school.
Well, I am old school because I was doing it a while ago. But in more recent years, I've been converting a web page, let's say that I'm referring to a PDF, and then highlighting it. It with a virtual highlighter and then just flicking through the pages, and it works so much better. And to be able to do that on a really nice solid surface, it makes a big difference. So that one is called the Park Slope 2, £50, 4.5 stars out of 5. I think the other two were each 4 out of 5. But I really just like it. It's a simple thing, but sometimes simple things can make a big difference to our sort of workflow and how we enjoy using our devices. So,
okay. And briefly, you've got something that I think has got a bit of wow to it, Fevzy.
Yes. So this is a new gadget. It's a combination of a full-length mirror of the type that people who do exercise often have a full-length mirror in front of them so they can watch themselves doing the exercise. So they'll often, if they're doing like an online exercise class, they'll have a screen in one place and then a mirror somewhere else, and their head will be turning between the two, trying to watch themselves whilst watching the instructor. This is different. This is got a screen built into the mirror. Have you ever heard of Pepper's Ghost?
No, I haven't.
Pepper's Ghost is how they used to do magic tricks in the old days on stage. It's a semi-silvered mirror. So a fully silvered mirror is just a mirror where the light all bounces back. But with a semi-silvered mirror, some of the light passes through the mirror and some of it reflects off it. And by use of this sort of technology, what you can have is a screen that you can look at in the mirror whilst watching your own reflection in the same mirror. And it's quite clever technology. So one incarnation of it is, as I say, for the full-length mirrors with home exercise. But there are increasingly computers being built into mirrors. So your bathroom mirror, for example, could do a quick check. First of all, you could mock up makeup and so forth if you were so inclined in the mirror using, you know, how I said I do highlighting on a tablet. Imagine doing it on the mirror. But also they've built, some companies are starting to build technology that actually examine you as you look in the mirror and look for any signs of medical problems. If there's a problem, you know, with your pupils or your pallor or something like that, it can potentially pick it up. But the ability to have a sort of a computer screen or a tablet built into a mirror is is often quite useful.
Very natty.
It's quite a nice thing. And I just think it's part of what's happening now where, screens are not just these things that sit on desks. Screens are going to be built in to all sorts of devices in some quite interesting ways. They'll be much more integrated into our lives.
Fevzi, thanks very much indeed. Have a great weekend. A gadget detective, Fevzi Turk out there. You can check out more of what he's been talking about at gadgetdetective.com. And he's got a podcast as well, so you can play the Gadget Detective podcast too.